welcome to the QU Podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. Quincy University students are telling your story each and every week. I am Sierra Miller, along with Eric Stafford, Madison Norris, Chloe Knott, Micah Wheeler, and Evan White. Welcome to our Reporter Roundtable Podcast for the Spring 2022 semester. We have a lot to cover today, so let's get right into it. And you'll want to stick around to the end because we have a sweet treat. First, QU hosted an event with speaker J. Matthew Ward, who is a history professor, and talked about the 1619 Project and who controls history. Evan, you went to this event to learn more about this project and see what it was about, so can you tell us more about this?
Sure. So I was able to attend this event hosted by Professor Matthew Ward, titled Who Controls History? And the event was just about writers from the New York Times that covered African Americans and what they went through during slavery time. So this event was just about bringing that to a focal point in our society today, and I have a clip for us to listen to.
But what I want them to get out of it is sort of a broad understanding of not only what the 1619 Project is, but the way that people respond to it, respond to race in the academy, respond to political ideas surrounding racism in the United States.
Yeah, so pretty much what Professor Ward was just saying, he wanted to go back in time, and because he felt like society in America just forgot about what African Americans had to go through. So it was very important to bring people from every race together just to make that a focal point in America again today.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And March is recognized as Women's History Month. And Chloe, you checked out several movies that portray prominent women throughout history. Can you share some of the movies that you've watched?
Yeah, I just thought this is a cool idea to just be able to watch some movies that had strong female leads. A lot of the time we get to watch, we're able to watch movies that have a variety of cool characters and inspiring characters, but I really wanted to focus on women throughout history that are actually real. These characters are real people that have gone through struggles, a lot of them fighting injustice, hoping for equality, and some of the movies that I thought were really cool that I checked out, On the Basis of Sex, which is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Battle of the Sexes, which is about Billie Jean King, a very famous tennis player in the 70s. Hidden Figures, a movie about some NASA women mathematicians, female mathematicians that were very integral in the kind of launch of man into space. Some other lawyers like Erin Brockovich, just an everyday person that fought for people that didn't have a voice. And then Harriet, based on Harriet Tubman, and just her drive to not only have freedom for herself but for others. And just a lot of incredible women to look up to. And to inspire to be like, I think, in society, that we could definitely do more of those things.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite female character?
Everyone that I kind of looked at and got to watch and learn about was really interesting and different. Each individual, like, obviously had their own experiences and tried to change society in different ways, but I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is just a really cool character.
Yeah.
And a really cool person.
Yeah. And last week, Eric, you visited a local market in Quincy called Winkings. This is a very special market that has been here for over 50 years. So tell us a little bit about your visit.
It was nice just to see something like that here in Quincy, Illinois. I'm not really familiar with everything they have down here, and I feel like it was just a historic landmark for people to go to that's been here over for 40 years and to still have a tradition going and to stay strong through the pandemic where a lot of local small businesses were shut down. So it was just really nice to see that they're still going strong.
Yeah, definitely.
My dad and his aunt opened together in 1948 as business partners, and it was an existing store then that they had taken over, and we've been in business ever since.
And that was just a clip of Frank Wiggins just giving a little history of how it started. It was from his dad and his aunt. You could hear him. And they've been around ever since. Shout out to him for keeping the business going strong.
Yeah, definitely. And now it's time for a quick break. And when we return, we'll discuss our plans for spring break and also maple syrup. Welcome back to the QU podcast. We are going to discuss spring break, but first, podcasting is a unique way to bounce ideas off of one another in a close and personal setting. QU faculty and students have been producing fresh content throughout the past 2 years, and Micah has the scoop on a new podcast that was created by members of the QU men's football team. So Micah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this podcast is called Lunch Break, and the co-hosts or the creators are BJ Wilson, Remington Bueller, and Mario Rowland. So their whole thing about creating this podcast, so I texted BJ, I was like, yo, like, what's going on? What's briefly describe what the podcast is about. And this is his quote. He said it's just three bigger guys talking about life and eating food. He said things are a little different when you're over 300 pounds. So we wanted to discuss the trials and tribulations of being big men while being an athlete in college. And me being a bigger person myself, I do know the struggles of, like, having to find clothes and stuff like that. So I feel like this would be a good topic of discussion for the plus-size people. So you can expect to find this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and TikTok. And just stay tuned. It's just something fun that you could listen to. Nothing serious. It's just people talking about their experiences here in Quincy.
Yeah, it sounds very fun. We'll definitely have to take a listen to that. So now spring break, it's next week. So what are you guys planning on doing for spring break?
Oh, I don't have super exciting plans for spring break, if we're being honest. Personally, I have one thing I'm looking forward to, though. It's going home, seeing my niece and my nephew, my two-year-old niece, my eight-month-old nephew, cutest, sweetest little babies ever, and I don't get to see them very often because I am 6 hours or so away from home, so seeing them and being so far is tough, so I am excited about that. Other than that, though, I'm just going home to work, so not that exciting.
I'm gonna stay right here in Quincy and do the same thing as Maddie, really, just stay, work, and hopefully catch up on some homework, make sure I stay on top of that, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, throughout my 4 years being here, I've never traveled during spring break. I want to say I traveled one time out of my 4 years being here. I've never traveled other than that.
So I agree. I was going to say, I don't know that it's boring. I wouldn't put it that way. Yeah, I just don't have boring. Time it's or just, money.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like, I have to work. I have to still pay my tuition. I got to do all this other stuff. I just got too much to be partying over spring break. And it's just a week.
And it's like you said, it's a week. And personally, like you said, I need to make sure. I mean, I have so much going on this semester. I am absolutely drowning in homework and in all of my studies, research with senior seminar. Ooh. Chloe, you know, Sierra, you guys know the struggle of senior seminar right now. And I'm in the thick of research and interviews and all kinds of studies that I know I just need to work on everything during spring break. It's a lot of time to catch up on things, even if I am working. So, like you said, it's only a week. I can't go to, like, Cabo and waste my time.
Come back and still be lower than where.
Yeah, it'd be even more behind because even though it is spring break, you still have stuff assigned. I have a midterm the day I get back from break. So, like, why am I going to waste my time?
Yeah.
It's not a break.
No, not at all.
It is not a break.
And Eric, what are you doing for spring break?
Well, for me, the opposite. I'm not touching no. I'm not answering no emails, no taking, no writing, nothing,
don't
no
contact
books.
You.
I'm not doing none of that. You feel me? I'm finna enjoy my little week. Yeah. You feel me? I'm already burnt out and all this is the schoolwork. I need my little week. So give me 1 week and I'll be good when we get back. I'm just being real. But
you.
I'm flying out to Columbus and everything, handle some business out there. Some real life stuff is in with my LLC. We'll get some interviews and get back into production this week since I'll be back in St. Louis. And I think the only other thing is this we'll be on the radio show on Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, with one of the St. Louis people that's going to get off the rip on there. So it'll be pretty cool just to show our face. So I feel that's all I'm doing.
Sounds awesome. And next, so Maddie, you have maple syrup for us to try.
Okay, yes, I do. And the background of this maple syrup, because it is very special maple syrup. So we actually have students on campus that tap trees here at North Campus, and there is an entire process to this that I could sit here and drag you guys down with, but we actually got an interview with Professor Coelho, who is the professor of environmental science, and he's a biology professor. Like, he gave me the inside scoop on how this is made, so we'll take a listen to that.
So in the late winter, early spring, the trees are getting ready to make their leaves in the spring. So in a few weeks here, probably, you know, in a week or two, the buds will break on these trees and they'll start growing their leaves. And they, you know, that doesn't come out of nowhere. They actually have to fuel that with carbohydrates that they get from their roots. So the starch is broken down into sugar. It's put into the phloem sap, which runs up the tree. So we're just intercepting that by drilling a little hole in the tree. Hello, airplanes. We're intercepting that by drilling a hole in the tree, inserting a spile, which allows the phloem sap to drip into a bucket. So we just collect that every few days, keep it refrigerated until the day we're ready to boil. And today the day has come, and we're trying to get the boiling done.
All right. So like he said, late winter, early spring, the environmental club and his science class that literally consists of like four students went out to all of the silver maple trees, if I'm correct, here on campus at North Campus and tapped all of them, meaning, like he said, he put a little spile in the tree and had a bucket hanging down from it, and it just let the sap liquid run into the buckets, and then eventually they made maple syrup from all of that. You know, in the beginning stages, he told me that he was only boiling around 5 gallons. And 10 years later, it's the 10-year anniversary of it, actually, they are now boiling 75 gallons of sap. And it is, his story is insane. And you know these science professors. And he used to use a turkey cooker to boil this. He literally used to, and then it got so big at one point and he still didn't have the right things. So the band teacher was getting rid of a drum, a special steel drum. And he said, oh, I'll take that off your hands. And then he was using the steel drum to boil the sap. It was the funniest story he had told me. It was so bizarre. And it has come such a long way that they actually, and Nora, actually got us some samples to try. And we are going to give the maple syrup a try. Now, I'm going to be honest, I kind of already know what it tastes like because while I was doing the interview with Professor Coelho, he let me have the first taste of the maple syrup. And I am going to tell you right now, guys, you have not tasted maple syrup like this.
Okay, so is this a batch that he just boiled?
Yes,
okay.
This is a batch this is a fresh batch. And they actually are, since they made so much this year, he is still got bottles waiting to be purchased. it is incredible. And the bottles are so authentic and so vintage. And it is just really, really cool, the whole process. And to know that it came from students like us. And all right, we are going to try it. If you guys could see now and everything, you would see what it looks like. You can go on the QUTV YouTube page to watch the video. And you can also go on QUmedia.net to see pictures of it, to see pictures of the process. But yeah. All right, guys, I see the faces. I see everyone really trying it. How's it taste?
For this is fire. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it has like a woody taste to it, kind of like a like a campfire. And it's added with the sugar. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie too. It brings back so many memories. Like you said, it's like a wood. It's a burnt. Yes. When I was little, like we would make like homemade stuff over the fire, and it is so good. Micah, you are getting this. You are eating this up. Anyone else? What are we thinking?
Yeah, it's good stuff. I also like it a lot. I love maple syrup. I'm fortunate enough to have a friend that also has a maple syrup business and gave me a big bottle once that I'm still getting through. But, there's nothing else like it. It's, yeah, very good.
Yeah, I agree. Very good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come down and purchase me a bottle.
I was going to say, Evan, back there, what are you thinking? We see everyone trying it in here. What are you thinking?
It's real good.
Yeah. He's thinking it's real good, too. So if you have the opportunity, I definitely suggest reaching out to Professor Quelo. If you're a maple syrup junkie, love your pancakes, anything, I mean, it's incredible. Lasts a long time. Reach out to him.
Yes, and that was an awesome segment. I think that we should do that for every podcast. And now on to Hawk Hacks. Each week we're giving you a tip on how to make your life a little bit easier. And this week, you can visit the QUmedia.net website and scroll down to the Explore tab and find a student discount page. And under there, you can get discount codes for Spotify. You can get free transportation on the Quincy Transit and a bunch of other things. So you should definitely go and check that out. And that is all that we have for this week. Thank you for joining us on the QU podcast. Have a safe and great spring break. For Madison Norris, Chloe Knott, Evan White, Eric Stafford, and Micah Wheeler, I'm Sierra Miller, and this is the QU Media Podcast Network. Find us on social media and online at QUTV or QUmedia.net.